Researchers from the University of Washington School of Medicine and Oregon Health and Science University used lab mice to test if a key protein in coronavirus can cross from the bloodstream into the brain itself. UW Medicine's Bill Banks says there's a barrier that usually protects the brain, but
every once in a while, there's something like a virus or a bacteria or a parasite that figures out how to trick its way into the blood-brain barrier to get in.
Banks says if the protein can get in, it probably can cause problems, like inflammation. And it means it's likely the whole virus can get into the brain as well. This new understanding of how coronavirus works provides insight into possible treatments for the disease. I'm Jess Burns reporting.